sisters, it is my honor to introduce the next speaker. Connecting the dots again, how are we going to win? We're going to win if we're all in this together. If faith people are here, if community people are here, if young people are here, if old people are here, if non-union people are here, and if union people are here. And our next speaker is the president of one of, in my humble opinion, best local unions in San Francisco. He's also the president of the San Francisco Labor. He's also a dear friend of mine. Brothers and sisters, welcome Brother Mike Casey.
Thanks, brother. Sisters and brothers, it's a cold and wet day, but we're going to march through St. Francis in a couple of minutes. But you know, the world is upside down today. I don't know when it became okay, for the men and women who drive us from our neighborhoods to work to be demonized, the bus drivers. I don't know when it became okay for the men and women who rush into burning buildings and save our lives to be demonized and attacked. I don't know when it became okay for men and women who study not so they can go to Wall Street and make money, but so that they can educate our children. When did it become okay that teachers and nurses and firefighters and bus drivers should be demonized? It is not okay. It was never okay. What is going on today is insane. We all know what's happened. We all know what's occurred. Over the course of the last 30 years, through deregulation, through globalization, and through the corporatization of the media, working people have been getting the short end of the stick. The Republicans, for 30 years, have had a pretty damn good run. But sisters and brothers, we're at a turning point. The year is less than 3 months old, and already there's been two successful revolutions in the Midwest, and in the Mideast, and an uprising in the Midwest. But let's not fool ourselves. We know that those revolutions and that uprising didn't happen just on the spur of the moment. It happened through the painstaking work of organizing step by step, person by person. And that's what's going on today. And you know, just like Blackstone Corporation did not wake up on March 3rd and say, hey, let's sign a contract with the hotel workers. It was a result of a year and a half of strategic, ongoing, relentless courage of the sisters and brothers behind me, the members of Local 2 and the greater labor movement in San Francisco that said you're going to sign a contract. And yesterday, when the Arizona State Senate voted down immigration laws that would have been further attacks on immigrants, it didn't happen at the spur of the moment. It happened because over the course of the last year, through a boycott and concerted activity, the corporations and the business people of Arizona said, enough. It is nice to know that once in a while, corporate greed outpaces and outstrips demagoguery. Sisters and brothers, it's a lot about connecting the dots, but it's also about asking the right questions. The fact is, the question is not, is the surge working or who should be placed in power in the Mideast to stop the terrorism. The question is, why is America the target of terrorist attacks? That's the question that should be asked. That is the question, because you know as well as I do that the men and women of the working class in America have a hell of a lot more in common with the brothers and sisters who stood on the squares in Egypt and Tunisia and in Yemen, who are fighting for the same things we demand. We demand the same things: freedom and a fair distribution of wealth. We are going to continue to build that movement. They cannot stop us. Together, we're going to continue to march, whether it happens to be marching in the Midwest, marching in Madison or marching to the St. Francis. We're going to win. Thank you.
When working people on the tag, what do you do? Stand up back. Working people on the tag, what do we do? When working people on the tag, what do we do? Working people on the tag, what do we do? Working people on the tag, what do we do? All right. Okay.
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free.
goes. Hey,
from the river to the sea. From the river to the sea. From the river to the sea. They say cut back.
We say fight back.
They say cut back.
We say fight back.
They say cut back.
We say fight back.
Cut back. Cut back. Cut back. Cut back. Boycott Hilton.
Hi, brother. They
special place now, huh? That's right, that's right. Yeah, we bad. We bad. You know it. We're here to show it. And what you see is what you get. You ain't seen nothing. We're bad.
You know it.
We're here
to show it.
And what you see is what you get.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
We're bad. Money for wars and Oscar. Money for wars and education. Not money for jobs.
Money for jobs.
Jobs and education. Not for wars and Oscar. Money for jobs and education.
Not for war and Oscar.
Money for jobs and education.
Not for war and occupation.
Money for jobs and education.
Not for war and occupation.
Come for war.